proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Beginning with this session, we start with a series about the knowledge of God, that is to say, the knowledge possessed by God. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, Hannah described God as, quote, a God of knowledge, unquote. Omniscience, which is knowing all things. Omniscience constitutes one of the divine attributes. The knowledge of God comprises an essential element of God's omniscience. A deity who did not possess omniscience would become prone to making errors based upon that lack of knowledge. However, God makes no mistakes. The finite minds of mortals cannot comprehend the extent of the knowledge possessed by the infinite mind of God. As God told Isaiah's contemporaries in the 55th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, quote, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts," unquote. In Job chapter 21, that protagonist asked his companions, quote, "Shall any teach God knowledge?" Unquote. There was a purpose behind his question. Any created being who had the capacity to do that, teaching God knowledge, would possess greater knowledge than God. However, no such creature exists, which Job himself had to relearn. Over the final chapters of that book of Job, God propounded a series of questions which demonstrated his superior knowledge. He challenged Job, quote, "Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me." The 38th chapter of Job depicted God as posing questions about creation, the weather, the sources of light and darkness. Job 39 contained God's queries to Job about the behavior of animals, such as wild goats and wild asses. The 40th chapter of Job introduced the creature termed behemoth, while Job 41 introduced the creature known as Leviathan. Job, being confronted with God's superior knowledge, Job confessed his own inadequacies, as recorded in the 42nd chapter of Job. Quote, "I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee," unquote. The God's inquiry, "Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge?" Job had this reply, quote, "Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me which I knew not," unquote. Job continued by noting that, quote, "I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes," unquote. According to the 6th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, Isaiah beheld God in his holiness, high and lifted up, God's train filling the temple. When he did so, Isaiah cried out, quote, "Woe is me, for I am undone," unquote. Job had a similar reaction when he grasped the depth and the breadth of the knowledge of God. Divine omniscience ensures that nothing takes God by surprise. That assurance should bolster the confidence of those who trust in him to direct their paths. As Paul wrote in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, quote, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called, according to his purpose." God's omniscience, the knowledge of God, means that we can trust in God to always do the right thing. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.